This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Plans by Star Wars creator George Lucas to build his museum in Chicago may have run into an unstoppable force in the form of a lawsuit by a preservation group. That suit has prevented construction. The Lucas people now say they may pick up their lightsabers and head elsewhere. Chicago officials are trying to prevent that from happening. Nova Safo reports.
George Lucas wants to spend more than $700 million to build a museum. In exchange, he wants a lakefront site in downtown Chicago. The problem is that in Chicago, the lakefront is public land, and a group called Friends of the Parks sued to prevent construction. Juanita Irizarry heads that organization.
You know, we have long been the defenders of our lakefront, and they apparently have not understood how important it is to us to uphold the principle that we should not have development on parkland.
The city tried offering an alternate lakefront site, but that plan also fell apart this week amid continued resistance from Irizarry's group. Now, 2 years into the effort, the Lucas Museum says it's running out of patience.
George Lucas has said over and over again that he would like to see this museum built in his lifetime.
Don Bacigalupi is the president of the Lucas Museum. He says other cities have been circling to snatch the deal away from Chicago.
We're talking about an extraordinary once-in-a-lifetime gift to a city and its people, and indeed the nation and the world, but it's going to be located somewhere.
Still, George Lucas's gift has been returned before. He gave up on his first choice, San Francisco, after years of trying to build there. Laura Lott, CEO of the American Alliance of Museums, says new museums are generally having a tougher time getting built.
As budget times get tougher, things like museums and other cultural organizations get sort of put aside as amenities or nice-to-haves and not vital.
Chicago's debate over public land use may be one symptom of shifting attitudes. After all, Lott says, it used to be common practice for governments to give new museums public lands to build on, with the idea that museums are for the public's benefit. But she says the Great Recession has reshaped that dynamic.
Not only not providing that kind of opportunity for new museums, but going back and starting to find ways to charge existing museums for their use of public land.
Which raises a question for the Lucas Museum. If not Chicago, then where? In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.